Welcome, everybody, to another exciting edition of KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Very excited to be joined by Tennis Channel's Justin Gimelstob in anticipation of the 2017 BNP Paribas Open at beautiful Indian Wells Garden. Justin, as 2017 has gotten underway, there is certainly no shortage of storylines. The fact that the demise of the Big Four has been greatly exaggerated probably is the top storyline seems to still be a little collective tread left on the tire of those four great players.
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, the sport of tennis could not be in a better place. And I mean, generally that could be viewed as hyperbole, but it's actually been proven factual in 2017. When you look at, as you mentioned, the incredible storylines, you have Andy Murray finishing the year on a tear, getting the number one in the world. So you have the opportunity to see if he could sustain that level. And you have Novak Djokovic, where is he at? One of the most accomplished players of all time. And is he going to be able to get back to the top? Then, of course, you have two of the icons of the sport with Nadal and Federer. And what they showed in Australia is that when healthy, when well rested, when playing their best, they're still the best. And they showed it down under, an epic final. And to see Roger still be able to compete at that level, to see Rafa be able to fight his way through the draw and look so impressive. And then also you have, look at the storyline since the Australian Open. I mean, you have the next generation of players emerging. You have Kyrgios playing well. You have Sam Querrey just broke through and won Acapulco. You have Tsonga's won two events. You have Zverev playing well. You have Dominic Thiem playing well, winning in Rio. So, I mean, there's just so many incredible stories. You have Jack Sock's already won two tournaments this year. So, I mean, really, the sport couldn't be any better. And then on the women's side, obviously, Serena and Venus, that historic Australian Open final, what Serena's doing and is done in the sport, and so many young players emerging as well. I'm very excited about Svitolina. I think she is an incredible talent. Looking forward to Madison Keys coming back in Indian Wells. I think she has a real chance to do some special things this year and the years to come. Wozniacki's played very well. So it's just the sport. This is just an incredible place. And with the tournament Indian Wells, Tommy Haas, the new tournament director, the things that Larry Ellison's doing there, that tournament just keeps getting better and better, and looking forward to seeing how it's improved in this 2017 version.
Justin, how hard is it for you to fathom that somebody that you won a major championship with, two majors for that matter, the Australian Open, the French Open, as memory serves, correct me if I'm wrong, both in 1998, you won the Australian Open mixed and the French Open mixed with Venus Williams, to see her in that ladies' final in the year 2017?
Absolutely remarkable. I mean, what Venus has done coming back from Sjogren's syndrome and being on the brink of, it seemed like being out of the top echelons and being able to compete at the top echelons and then be a couple sets away from a major championship and then losing to her sister. And she's an inspiration. And the longevity that they've had at the top is remarkable. It's part of their incredible journey.
You mentioned, going back to the men's side, Justin, a slew of guys that have made headlines, that have been great stories in 2017. We haven't even gotten around to the tennis that we've seen from Grigor Dimitrov in 2017 so far. How much of an uptick have you seen in his game, and what are your thoughts for what he might be able to do coming off of a semifinal performance in Australia?
You know, I love what I see from Grigor. He kind of started towards the end of 2016 to build some momentum, and then winning in Brisbane, semis of Australia, winning in Bulgaria. It seems like he's really starting to understand his game, and he seems to really understand how to maximize his assets, his athleticism. It seems like it's simpler, cleaner, and it's great to see him starting to play up to his potential, because he's such a dynamic, exciting player to watch, and he's such a great guy. So as you mentioned, yeah, there've been so many amazing storylines. I even forgot that one, but that's an important one, because adding new stars to the sport is very important moving forward as well. David Goffin, the first Belgian male player never be in the top 10. I did mention Tsonga, but there's so many amazing stories. I mean, Kyrgios beating Djokovic in Acapulco. I mean, I read an amazing stat. Kyrgios is the only player to ever beat Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer the first time he played them. I mean, that talks about his upside and his potential. Also, you see even on the double side, with the Bryans getting to the finals of the Australian, Continent Peers, they finished 2016 so strong. They won in Australia. So it's just with the U.S. playing Australia in the quarterfinals of the Davis Cup. I mean, there's just so much, Andy. We could do shows and shows and shows about it, but this is an amazing month of tennis. We're right on the precipice of March Madness. I love this month. Tennis in America has celebrated two remarkable events, completely different, but both incredible. And, you know, really tennis gets to be at the forefront or closer to the forefront for this month. And that's a great thing for the sport in this country.
And like you say, just a bottomless pit of storylines right now. Craig Carden doing a great job with Coco Vandeweghe. She's had some heroic moments
sure
this year already. We're real proud of that semifinal performance. And a gutty performance down in Hawaii against the Germans in Fed Cup from her.
Yeah, awesome Fed Cup effort. Kathy Rinaldi's debut. It seemed like they had an excellent rapport. I mean, what Coco did in Australia and to back it up in the Fed Cup. That'll be interesting to see how she handles being more in the limelight in this month, especially. She's obviously incredibly talented, great athlete, very, very powerful player. Craig has done a remarkable job. He's an easy guy to root for. He's been a lifelong coach, and it's really nice to see him putting all of his knowledge and all of his experience into another player, and you should be able to see the tangible success and benefits.
Before we let you go, Justin, and I know that the Brandon Gimelstob is very demanding and coming off of his first lesson with Robert Lansdorf.
My social media, yeah, I was just gonna say the social media. He got a little Robert Lansdorf love, and I also I'd be remiss if I didn't mention there was an incredible charity event this weekend in LA for the Team Luke Foundation. Just an incredibly sad situation that happened to former Texas Tech tennis coach Tim Siegel's son, Luke, and they had an amazing fundraiser with a lot of former pros. And they auctioned off a lesson with Nick Baldacci, so I snatched that up quickly. So within the span of a week, Brandon's going to get on the court with Robert Lansdorf and Nick Baldacci.
Gotta love it, and gotta give our love to Tim Siegel and his family and Bobby Bank for those guys and what they're dealing with and going through and doing so bravely. Justin, thanks so much for taking the time. We look forward to seeing you out in the desert. You always do great work out there, and we appreciate you spending a little time with us on KickServeRadio.com. Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Look forward to our next visit, as always.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.